Tonight at MVC Practice, the girls are in for a special surprise. The swimsuit calendars have arrived, and the anticipation to see who made the cover is through the roof. The head coach of the MVC has a special announcement for the team.
It's always exciting to see who made the cover, right? So we'll start there. So it was so fun to walk in. We just literally hot off the press today, got our first shipment of calendars. And so walking in, seeing the delivery, being able to open that box and pull out the first calendar and, you know, gather with the girls together, sit down and then proudly be able to present to them, you know, ta-da, here we go. And then just to see their faces, every single one of them so proud and so excited for themselves, but also for each other, for our beautiful calendar.
I just started bawling. I didn't know what else to do. It was so surreal of a moment. Like, I almost, like, didn't process if that was me. I was like, I saw it. I was like, I think I know her. And I, like, dropped to the ground. So it's just, like, crazy to just to see it all. And I couldn't, like, stop crying. But, like, my friends are, like, all beside me and everybody's, like, cheering my name. And it's just, like, a really surreal moment and a very, I feel very honored and very blessed to have been chosen. And this is a picture I'm, like, really proud of. So it's just, like, really cool to see a lot of hard work of months of just kind of taking it to the next level for me and just feeling really good. Amber, I went into the shoot feeling really, like, proud of myself and really confident, and that was something that I've worked for a really long time. So it was more than just, like, a shoot, you know. It was, like, a lot of, like, sweat and tears and just hard work and dedication to just be a better person, look better and feel better. And so this is means a lot to me.
So Jordan is on the cover this year. She was one of our top 10, and her image is just striking. It was almost a no-brainer when we saw the final pictures. It just stood out so much. She looks so lovely, and her eyes just draw you in that photo. So we're really excited for her and proud of her.
It's really cool. Like, it's sweet. I want to, I always tell my mom thank you, because that's where I got my eyes from, is my mom. So I always say, thanks, Mom, for my cool eyes. I didn't know that they were cool, but I guess they are.
It's kind of exciting because we have just a 2-year vet on the cover. So she's only got 1 year under her belt and maybe didn't expect it or anticipate that she would be selected. We don't select on seniority. We truly do photogenic qualities. And then we have a rookie on the back cover this year with Evan. So it's exciting to have fresh, new excitement around it, and I know that they're very honored.
I think that my friends and family, I think that they're going to be really proud. I think that, you know, I came just like, I showed up at tryouts, basically. I met a friend, Karen, one of the captains, and I met her at my work that I moved here for, and I just showed up. And it happened that I made the team. It was still the craziest thing. But last year meant a lot to my friends and family and people just in North Dakota, because I don't know anybody that was a cheerleader. You know, it was something different that no one else had done. And the fact that I made it, everybody was just so proud. Like, people would come to the games and be like, I see you, I know her, you're North Dakota. You know, you're so, like, even though I love Minnesota and I'm a strong supporter of Minnesota, obviously, that's my roots is North Dakota. So to be able to support, or even to be able to represent my friends and family and just all over North Dakota is, like, meant so much to me. But now this year, making it again really proved a lot to me that I wasn't just a one-hit wonder. You know, I came in, I felt confident, I was better than I was last year. And, you know, especially with this cover, it's like, it kind of just shows that, like, dreams can come true. I think that when people think about being a Vikings cheerleader, it's like such a far-fetched idea. Like, you just don't think that would ever happen. Like, I literally laughed, like, up until the day of trials last year. I was like, that's never gonna happen. happen. Good luck to me, you know? And then it happened. And then I made top 10. It happened. And it's like, oh, dreams do come true. And then I see this and I'm like, dreams really do come true. And if you just really work hard, like dream big, but work hard and you will get there.